You are listening to The Breakfast Show with Jerry D, a Cool FM and Panama Broadcasting Corporation production. The Breakfast Show, better than coffee.
The Breakfast Show is brought to you thanks to Inquinto Venti Quattro. You publish it, you'll sell it.
Hello, good morning.
And indeed, a very good morning, boys and girls. How are we this morning? Welcome to a Thursday morning. It is Thursday. It is the 20th of October. And this is The Breakfast Show with me, Jerry D, here on 89.3 Cool FM. Lovely to be with you this morning. And I keep reminding myself, it's lovely to be with you any morning. Right at the time, just 1 minute after the hour, 6 o'clock, looking at some of the things that are relevant to today's date, the 20th of October. Starting with the Czech Republic, who are celebrating Arbor Day today. Heroes Day is being celebrated in Kenya. Revolution Day, one of the two patriotic days in Guatemala. Vietnamese Women's Day, needless to say, celebrated in Vietnam. And World Osteoporosis Day today as well. Let me see, let me add all these up. I'll tell you why. Well, because today just happens to be World Statistics Day as well.
Good morning, world.
Good morning in the morning.
Good morning.
Buenos días en la mañana.
That mission will start in 5 seconds from now. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, hit.
The best place to be in the mornings.
The Breakfast Show with Jerry D.
I've been had. I was there.
The Breakfast Show with Jerry D.
Time for me to wake you up before you go-go. Started off this morning with Madonna, of course, and Like a Virgin. And this last one, Wake Me Up Before You Go-Go, of course, from Wham. First released the single, that was back in the 14th of May, back in 1984. Became their first UK and US number one hit. It was written and produced by George Michael and certified platinum in the US as well. Sales of over 2 million copies just there. The music video features George Michael and Ridgely wearing oversized message t-shirts, Choose Life, created by Catherine Hamnett. And that started a craze, by the way, which was covered in the 2002 VH1 series, I Love the 80s.
Money.
Tell you one thing, there's another one for the 1980s. That is She Works Hard for the Money from Donna Summer. And that was off of the album She Works Hard for the Money. 1983, the album, and the single was released. It was written by Michael O. Martian and Summer, and produced by the former, released as the lead single from the album on Mercury Records, if I remember right. I think it was the label at the time. It became a hit for Donna Summer, reaching number one for a three-week stay on the R&B singles chart, the Billboard R&B singles chart. And it was her first since 1979. Number three on the Billboard Hot 100. Number three on the Billboard Dance Club Party Chart. They got a chart for anything, haven't they? And didn't get onto the Billboard This Is What I Listen To When I'm Having My Lunch chart. It's a great song anyway. Donna Summer there. And that has brought us, we are just around about 30 seconds away from 15 minutes. And that's after the hour of 7 o'clock. So I tell you what, let's do this, shall we? Get you all a nice, smelly nice for your trip to wherever it is you're going this morning. And what have I got for you? Oh, I mean, well, coming after the Wham track. It's very similar, but it's by somebody completely different. Jason Donovan, remember him? When you come back to me. There he goes, Mr. Jason Donovan, when you come back to me in the shower this morning. It's a shorty one, that one, isn't it, really? Well, that's it. Let's get you out. Oh, that's much better. Go and dry yourself off, get ready, and go off to where it is that you're going to be going today, this morning. And I'll tell you one thing, just to let you know, we're going to make a few changes starting in November on the Breakfast Show. And I'm going to tell you more about that a little bit later on, or as we go closer to the time. But we've had a sort of look, we've had a revamp. As you know, we started the program back at the beginning of COVID at 6 o'clock in the morning as opposed to 7, in order to try and keep everybody up to date and support those that were going out and doing things out on the street when everybody else was locked down. So we've had a little bit of a review. We're going to make some changes starting, we're going to be starting that on the 7th of November, but we'll be telling you all about that. And also, remember, we did a survey recently as well, and we're going to be taking that in into account. So the program basically will stay the same, the main format, but we'll change a few things around as well. Right, time on The Breakfast Show. We're just coming down to 20 minutes. That's after the hour, 6 o'clock. You're listening to The Breakfast Show. We are on 89.3 Cool FM. Good morning, Panama. Wakey, wakey, rise and shine.
Yeah.
That got the old cobwebs out, didn't it? Yeah, AC/DC and Money Talks. AC/DC, by the way, Australian rock band formed in Sydney, in New South Wales, by Scottish-born brothers Malcolm and Angus Young. Their music has been variously described as hard rock, blues rock and heavy metal, but the band calls it simply, oh, I like this, rock and roll. Well, I tell you what, it's 5 o'clock somewhere. So if you fancy some milk and alcohol.
White boy in town. Big black, blue sound. Nightclub, I paid in. I got a stamp on my skin. Man, traction with the dead on his feet. Black man rhythm with a white boy beat. They got him on milk and alcohol. Work, bad show, more liquor, don't help, he's gonna die, breaks my heart. I decided to eventually, this can't do anything for me. They got him on milk and alcohol. Got him on milk and alcohol.
Milk and Secco for you there. And that's from Dr. Feelgood. You're listening to The Breakfast Show?
The Breakfast Show. It's better than coffee.
You beg for me.
are listening to The Breakfast Show with Jerry D, a Cool FM and Panama Broadcasting Corporation production.
The Breakfast Show is brought to you thanks to Encuentro 24. You publish it, you'll sell it.
¿Qué tal, Javier? Ahí vi que estabas vendiendo tu carro.
Sí, mira que ya se vendió.
¡Wow! ¡Qué rápido! Yo te lo quería comprar.
Sí, se fue volando. Usé Encuentra 24. Ingresa ahí. Hay miles de carros que se publican diario y súper seguro para comprar o vender.
Encuentra 24, la plataforma digital más innovadora para buscar, comprar, rentar o vender lo que quieras. Encuentra 24. Si lo publicas, lo vendes.
I tell you what, it's that time of the year again. And I tell you something else as well, you're allowed to go out. You are. And the British Ball is back. 2022, Saturday the 3rd of December at 7:30 p.m. Come and let your hair down. It's at the Hotel Miramar Intercontinental on Avenida Balboa. The prices, just the same as they were last time, $125 per ticket. They're on sale now. Tickets at BritishBallPanama.com or just pop along to the website, www.BritishBallPanama.com. There are only 250 tickets available. Oh, and I've got 10 of them. See you there.
It's Morning Radio, The Breakfast Show with Jerry D on 89.3 Cool FM from the heart of Panama City in English.
And it is 29 minutes right now before the hour of 7 o'clock if you're keeping an eye on the time. And if you've just woken up, just open those little eyes. It is the 20th of October. Right, looking at some of the local news, we will, of course, be looking at this in more detail a little bit later on at 8 and 9 o'clock this morning. A few days before the National Assembly enters its two-month recess, which is November and December, the deputies have accelerated the discussions of the projects that are on the plenary agenda. The Vice President of that state body, Kyra Harding, reported that they even enabled the plenary session for this Friday with the aim of approving several projects classified as important. Pending issues are the state budget for the fiscal year 2023, the project that creates the Ministry of Women. And she also indicated that the ratification of the new magistrate who will replace Jose Ayu Prado is still pending. Gabriel Silva from the independent bench said that they will be present if they call extraordinary sessions. These are issues that deserve a non-hasty discussion. The rental of 8 4x4 trucks and 2 sedans for a period of 6 months, July-December of this year, will cost the municipality of Panama the sum of $135,763. The municipality of Panama has seen the need to rent vehicles since it does not have a fleet of cars. Mainly four-wheel drive that can reach the most remote and difficult to access communities of the 26 districts of the District of Panama. An Arriendora Global SA is the company that benefited from the direct contract, but it's worth pointing out that from time to time, the municipality of Panama renews this type of service. A total of $61,000 in economic aid from the Institute for the Training and Use of Human Resources, IFARO, was received by Paola Testa Rodriguez, who is the daughter of the current deputy and candidate for a free presidential candidacy, Zula Rodriguez. According to the digital media Foco, which released the information on October the 19th, the money would be for studies abroad. The newspaper La Prensa tried to contact the PRD deputy to make any statements about the matter, but so far no response has been obtained. And this is a follow-on from the story of yesterday. A criminal complaint for the alleged commission of the crime of identity theft was filed with the public ministry. This was by the lawyer Francisco Carriera Pitti. And this Wednesday, it was this Wednesday that the second filing was made. Now, the basis of the complaint is the anomalies of the use of the app created by the Tribunal Electoral to collect signatures in favour of the candidates for popular election. This is by way of free application. Carriera, who is a presidential candidate, specified that the complaint is for the Tribunal electoral officials in charge of managing the app to be investigated, since they have a criminal responsibility for action or omission by the developing of a faulty system. The Tribunal electoral recognised that there are 1,019 dubious signatures involving 53 candidates. It was stressed that it is now up to the public ministry to determine the possible responsibility of Tribunal electoral officials in the alleged fraud in the collection of signatures. The Social Security Fund, the CSS, opened administrative processes to 138 medical specialists who breached contracts with the entity. According to the director of the institution, Enrique Lau Cortez, this group of doctors was formed by the entity between 2010 and 21. However, they did not fulfill their commitment to provide their service to the state and went to work in the private sector. Each one signed a contract with the institution in which they are obliged to work where the fund needs them, but they did not, he said. Data from the CSS shows that $10 million was allocated in the training process of the 138 specialists. If they do not comply with the contract, they must return the money that was allocated in the learning and training process as specialists. And quite rightly so. An allegedly mentally ill person wounded seven others with a knife in the Bella Vista sector of Condado del Rey, Panama City. The event occurred near the Bella Vista mini supermarket around 10 a.m. yesterday. Among the wounded is a captain of the National Police. The policeman received a wound to the right forearm. It was reported on Wednesday. All the injured were transferred to the San Miguel Archangel Hospital in San Miguelito. The aggressor was arrested and taken to the Santo Tomas Hospital. The commissioner added that the assailant, a member of the Chinese community, has no criminal record and that he would be a patient receiving psychiatric care. A man was murdered in the early hours of this Wednesday on Perico Island. This is, of course, in the district of Ancon. The incident occurred in a hotel that is closed on the Amador Causeway. Two men were arguing in one of the rooms of the premises. One of them received multiple stab wounds and was found in the hallway. The other person fled. The scene was cordoned off by police officers. Personnel from the public ministry ordered the removal of the body as well as the search for evidence as part of the investigations. The deceased was identified as Cesar Acosta. No arrests have been reported so far. The Canadian airline Air Transat will become, as of November the 1st, the first to carry out regular flights from Canada to the Scarlett Martinez Airport in Rio Hato in the province of Coquelet. It says here there will be four weekly flights, two from Montreal and two from Toronto. Eskilton, he's the Minister for Tourism, stressed that this frequency of international flights will generate a huge impact on the Panamanian Pacific Coast. Meanwhile, Howard Lieberman, Transat's Vice President of the Government Relations, also announced that based on 3 decades of service to Panama, Air Transat becomes the first international airline with itineraries for the beautiful Rio Hato. And lastly, the indigenous regions and the maritime sectors in the National Territory are under a warning due to rains and storms that will be registered until next October the 21st, well, until tomorrow. It says here, according to the National Civil Protection System, among the areas of greatest vigilance are Veraguas, Chiriquí, Los Santos, Herrera, Nagabe-Bugli region, Coquelet, and Colón. The Directorate of Hydrometeorology of the Electric Transmission Company responded that the passage of tropical wave number 38 that could generate scattered showers and storms are maintained. If there are any emergency reports, you want to remember this number, 520-4429 or 99911, or you can use WhatsApp 6998, that's 6998-4809, 4809. So that's it. There's our look. That's some of those things. We will be looking at that more detail later on this morning at 8 and 9 o'clock. Here on The Breakfast Show, it's time, well, it's coming up. It's 20 and a half minutes before 7. And the Pointer Sisters, well, gosh, they're so excited.
Tonight we're gonna make it happen. Tonight we'll
one, me too. We're all so excited, you know. Pointer Sisters. That'll get you dancing around somewhere. Dance around your desk if you're already in the office. Don't dance if you're driving. Doesn't work. Pet Shop Boys, opportunities, let's make lots of money. Why not? That's what it's all about, isn't it? Or if you're like me, just sitting here having a good time. Well, 15 minutes if you are keeping eye on the time, and that's from the 7 o'clock hour this morning. Listening to that, I guess I must be the one with the brains. I certainly don't have the looks. We're going to take a trip back in time. I was rummaging around the record collections, I came across this one, and golly, I remember that, and I don't remember having played it on the Breakfast Show. It comes from a group that was around way back then, must have been the 60s, the Traffic, and it was called Hole in My Shoe, 1967, in fact, if I remember rightly. I remember playing this on Forced Radio Charge, that's why.
Just wasn't real with 100.
There we go, yes, that's it, a traffic hole in my shoe, 1967. Definitely weren't smoking anything there, weren't they? Traffic, by the way, an English rock and roll band formed in Birmingham back in April 1967. Guess who by? Steve Winwood, Jim Capaldi, Chris Wood, and Dave Mason. And they began as a psychedelic rock group, diversified their sound through the use of instruments like, such as keyboards and those sitar. That was very popular at the time. And so various reed instruments as well. But that one, Hole in My Shoe, I noticed the spoken word in the middle of that, in the midsection. That was by Chris Blackwell's stepdaughter, Francine Hindman, in which she tells a little story about a giant albatross. And didn't do too well for them. It reached a number 2 on the UK singles chart, number 22 in the German charts, and number 4 in Canada. And composed by Dave Mason. And it was, by the way, it was disliked by the other 3 members of the group, who felt that it didn't represent the band's musical or lyrical style. But then, of course, it must have become it, because it made them lots of money, didn't it? Right, we are just coming up for 7 minutes now, and that's before the hour of 7 o'clock.
This is our song for Andy.
Maybe I don't wanna know the reason why, but lately you don't talk to me, and darling, I can see me in your eyes. Hold you near, but you're so far away. But let your love flow back to me. How can you leave and let this feeling die?
You alone
are the living thing that keeps me alive. And
tomorrow,
if I'm here without your love, you know I can't survive. Your love flow back to me. I can't believe and let this feel.
There we go. That is Pascal Le Toublon and Lost My Love, or Friendships and Lost My Love, featuring Leone. And I don't know about you. Did it move for you? It certainly moved here. The building shaking. Yep. We have a trembler or whatever it is called. Yeah. Definitely moving. Yes, I said, did you feel that? Because I don't feel much anyway. And then it did it again. Yeah, that was a little bit strange. Moving backwards and forwards. And I put some rum in my coffee, but this is ridiculous. Time on The Breakfast Show. We're up at the top of the hour.
Escucha Cool FM 89.3 con la música más refrescante en tu radio.
Cool FM.
Yes, indeed, you are listening to Cool FM, exactly 7 o'clock, and that's when we got the little wobble, so we know what time that was, don't we? Right, let's take a look at some of the international news for this morning. Ukrainians conserved electricity and some went without running water to try to ease pressure on the grid and give engineers a chance to rebuild infrastructure destroyed by Russian strikes as Kyiv's forces advanced towards the city of Kherson. Although Ukraine is successfully prosecuting counter-offensives against the Russian forces in the east and the south, it is struggling to protect power-generating facilities and other utilities from Russian air and drone strikes designed to disrupt lives and demoralize people as winter approaches. The Ukrainian government on Thursday placed restrictions on electricity usage nationwide for the first time since Russia's February the 24th invasion, following a barrage of attacks which President Volodymyr Zelensky said had struck a third of all power plants. Russia said on Wednesday that it will reassess cooperation with United Nations Secretary General Antonio Guterres if he sends experts to Ukraine to inspect drones that Western powers say were made in Iran and used by Moscow in violation of UN resolution. Speaking after a closed-door UN Security Council meeting on Moscow's use of drones, Russia's Deputy UN Ambassador Dmitry Polyansky called on Guterres and his staff to abstain from engaging in any illegitimate investigations. They're so out of it, the Russians, aren't they? Can't do that. We're gonna bomb everybody, and we're gonna kill people, and we're gonna blow up the infrastructure, but don't you dare look at our drones. Oh, dear, dear. British Prime Minister Liz Truss, she's been having a few bad days, battled to retain her grip on power on Thursday, a day after a second top minister quit, and rowing and jostling broke out among her lawmakers in Parliament in a dramatic breakdown of unity and discipline. Only 6 weeks into the job, Truss has been forced to abandon almost all of her policy programme after it triggered a bond market rout and collapsed. Collapse of her approval ratings and those of her Conservative Party. One member of the executive of the 1922 Committee of the Conservative Lawmakers, which sets the rules for selecting and changing the party's leader, said the odds are against Britain's Liz Truss surviving the day as Prime Minister, an ITV journalist has reported. The committee is expected to meet later and discuss the leadership crisis. This is according to ITV's UK editor, Paul Brand, on Twitter. China's capital, Beijing, has dialed up measures to stop COVID, strengthening public checks and locking down some residential compounds after a quadrupling of its caseload in recent weeks, just as a key Communist Party Congress entered full swing. The city of 21 million people on Thursday reported 18 new locally transmitted cases for the previous day, bringing the tally in the past 10 days to 197. That is four times more than the 49 infections detected in the previous 10-day period. The Organization of American States, the OAS, will meet on Thursday to consider Peru's political situation at the request of President Pedro Castillo, who last week denounced what he called a coup attempt against his government. The OAS decision to look into the matter as its permanent counsel was published on Wednesday on the Washington-based organization's website. Castillo's government wrote in a letter last week to the OAS that it wanted to preserve democratic institutionality and the legitimate exercise of power. Brazil's presidential race has narrowed to a 4 percentage point gap between leftist front-runner Luiz Inácio Lula da Silva and far-right incumbent President Jair Bolsonaro. And they are now statistically tied, according to a poll published on Wednesday. Data Folha said that Lula has now 49% of voter support against 45% for Bolsonaro, less than 2 weeks from the second round runoff on October the 30th, compared to 49% and 44% respectively in the previous poll 5 days ago. And that's it. There we go. That's our look. Some of those things in the international news this morning. Nothing nice. I'm really going to have to go and try and sort out, aren't I? some good news as an antidote.
You.
ago. That's it, Police, and Wrapped Around Your Finger. I just took some coffee for her ladyship. Yes, the good lady. And I said, oh, you didn't feel it then. What didn't feel what? I said we had a little bit of a tremor, and it did actually move the building. And if you were driving, you probably would have noticed it, because it's just like going through any pothole, really. Which isn't difficult to... Well, they are difficult. They're difficult to miss, aren't they, really? So, anyway, for those of you that that missed it, I thought I'd just give you a little sort of make-up for it. It's this one. This is what we had. A little bit of shake, rattle, and roll. Together now. That's it. That's Mr. Bill Haley in the comments there.
Rattle and roll.
Shake, rattle, and roll. I tell you what, after a trip to the supermarket yesterday, this one is quite relevant, really. Money is too tight to mention, because it comes from Simply Red.
Thank you.
like that. Just coincidentally there. He was saying, didn't the earth move for you? Didn't the earth move for you? I said, oh, that's quite a... we found out, Yasmin's found out the information for us. It was at 6.57, there we are, just before at 7 o'clock this morning, local time. It was a 6.5 magnitude quake, and it was 10 kilometres deep. That's deep, isn't it? Deeper than a swimming pool. It was 72 kilometres from Coiba. So there we are. It was that, yep. And Yasmin, in natural fact, got a little video for one of the little awards that we got, natural fact, from the American Society, which is sort of hanging on one of the shelves here, hanging on to it, is going backwards and forwards. So it wasn't our imagination. It wasn't the milk and alcohol. Or the coffee and rum. 18 minutes are right now. That's after the hour of 7 o'clock. After this one, we're going to take a look and see what the weather is doing. It's going to probably be a little bit shaky out there. KC and the Sunshine Band. Give it up. And the Sunshine Band and Give It Up. Right, let's take a look and see what the weather is doing today, apart from the shakies out there at just off of Coimbra, that was. And yeah, good old rock and roll. Right, let's start as we do with the forecast for today, starting with the province of Colón at Costa Arriba. 29 degrees Celsius, that's the maximum temperature for today, with 22 degrees being the minimum. 36 degrees Celsius is the thermal sensation, and 92% of relative humidity. A few showers during the course of this morning, isolated rains and thunderstorms in the afternoon, and tonight, well, that's going to be cloudy. Moving over to West Panama, on this side of the isthmus, 30 degrees Celsius, a max temperature, 24 the minimum. Thermal sensation is going to be at 37 degrees Celsius with 89% relative humidity, and a chance of those few showers during the course of this morning. You've got it, rain and thunderstorms in the afternoon, and it'll be cloudy tonight. Now, let's look at the metropolitan area. That's, of course, where we're hanging out right now. And we've got 29 degrees Celsius, maximum temperature, with 24 being the minimum. 35 degrees is the thermal sensation with 87% relative humidity. And we are going to have a few showers during the course of this morning, rain and thunderstorms in the afternoon, and a few showers tonight. The Perlas Islands, out in that direction in the Gulf of Panama, 29 degrees Celsius is the maximum temperature out there, with 23 being the minimum. 35 degrees Celsius will be the thermal sensation with 88% relative humidity. Now, we have got cloudy. It's cloudy this morning. Isolated rains and thunderstorms, a little bit of sunshine by the look of it in the afternoon, and it'll be cloudy again tonight. So there we go. There's our forecast. Moving on to maritime conditions. Let's take a look at the tides. Starting on the Pacific, we have two low tides and one high tide today. The low tide, the first one, was at 5:47 this morning, and that was 1.71 meters. High tide, that'll be 12:04. That's just after midday, 3.66 meters. And the last low tide, because they've only got two, is 6:10 p.m. tonight, and that'll be 1.49 meters. On the Caribbean, we got a full set, two up, two down. Low tide was at 2:50 this morning. That was flat at zero. High tide will be at 9:18, and that'll be 0.18 of a meter. The second low tide, 1:33 in the afternoon, 0.12 of a meter. And the high tide, the last one, that's going to be 7:57, just before 8 o'clock tonight, 0.27 of a meter. Now, let's take a look, shall we, at the actual sea conditions if you are going out. Starting on the Caribbean for this morning, conditions are good. Winds are very light, just 5 to 10 kilometers an hour coming from the south. And waves are at just 1 foot. I suppose it is still plural, isn't it? Just got 1 foot. Good conditions are continuing in the afternoon. No change on the wind speed, just 5 to 15 kilometers an hour coming from the northwest in the afternoon. And no change with the waves either, at just 1 foot. Now looking at the Pacific this morning, again, similar to the Caribbean, light winds, just 5 to 10 kilometers an hour, west-northwesterly direction on this side of the isthmus, waves at 1 foot. In the afternoon, good conditions are continuing, no change on the wind speed, 5 to 10 kilometers an hour, south-southwest in the afternoon, no change on the waves either, that is going to stay at just 1 foot.
I got somebody to call on.
Christine McVie there, and Got a Hold on Me. Time on The Breakfast Show. We're just making our way to half past. We're at 29 and a half minutes after the hour of 7 o'clock.
You are listening to The Breakfast Show with Jerry D, a Cool FM and Panama Broadcasting Corporation production.
The Breakfast Show is brought to you thanks to Encuentro 24. You publish it, you'll sell it.
¿Qué tal, Javier? Ahí vi que estabas vendiendo tu carro.
Sí, mira que ya se vendió.
¡Wow! ¡Qué rápido! Yo te lo quería comprar.
Sí, se fue volando. Usé Encuentra 24. Ingresa ahí. Hay miles de carros que se publican diario y súper seguro para comprar o vender.
Encuentra 24, la plataforma digital más innovadora para buscar, comprar, rentar o vender lo que quieras. Encuentra 24. Si lo publicas, lo vendes.
Ricky, cuidado, te caes.
Ay, Marta, contesta, por favor.
Hola, querido, ¿cómo estás?
Marta, me estoy volviendo loco. Los niños no se quedan quietos. Tengo que mandar un montón de documentos y planificarme para la semana. Recuerda que estoy en teletrabajo.
Ay, Richie, relájate. Solo abre el HP Smart App en tu celular. Conéctate a la impresora y podrás resolver todo.
¿Ah? ¿Qué hablas? ¿Eso qué tiene que ver con los chiquillos?
Bueno, en el app tienen plantillas para que le imprimas a los niños para que pinten. Tienen cosas de Halloween, juegos, de todo. Y luego usa esa misma app para escanear tus documentos, sacar las copias y hasta imprímete una agenda para que anotes todos tus pendientes.
¿Sabes qué? Por eso es que te amo.
Imprime, escanea y comparte con tu impresora en cualquier momento y lugar. Conoce el estado de los consumibles. Imprime cientos de plantillas divertidas. Miles de funciones al alcance de tus dedos. Conoce las promociones que DataServe tiene para ti en impresoras HP. Todas compatibles con HP Smart desde tan solo $110. Ingresa a dspma.com y agiliza tus procesos con las impresoras HP y HP Smart.
It's not only you that gets stressed, you know, so does your car. Take it to relax and take care of itself at the best and cleanest car spa in Panama. Vale Motors in Clayton, Suite Down Del Saber. All car services in one place. Overhaul, bodywork, oil change, car wash, suspension, tyres and brakes. And I tell you what, go along and tell them and say, hey, Jerry D sent me. And they'll give you a safety checkup and a car wash. Don't forget, give them a call, Vale Motors, 6431-0419.
Vale Motors.
It's Morning Radio, The Breakfast Show with Jerry D on 89.3 Cool FM from the heart of Panama City in English.
It is indeed 28 minutes before the hour of 8 o'clock, and tell you what, we've been talking about money this morning, haven't we? Here's a good way. If you've got to send money around the world, who are the best people to do that with? Of course, it's Western Union, isn't it? And what's better, there's different ways you can do it. You can visit the agencies, or you now have their online app. You can do it through that as well. Now, what you can do is you can even start on the app and then pay at one of the agencies as well. So it's very flexible. Money transfers. Guess what? It works for you. You're listening to The Breakfast Show. We're on 89.3 Cool FM. And what we're going to do right now is we're going to take a look and see what is happening in the world of business, international business. US stock indices futures slipped on Thursday, with those of the Nasdaq taking the biggest hit. This was after Tesla failed to meet estimates for quarterly revenue and warned of missing its vehicle delivery target. Shares of the electric vehicle maker dropped 6.1% in pre-market trading as the company flagged persistent logistics challenges, with fourth quarter deliveries growing by less than the aimed at 50%. Other mega-cap growth stocks like Alphabet Inc. and Mega Platforms Inc., Netflix, Amazon.com, Microsoft Corporation also fell between 0.7% and 1.3%. Analysts have raised expectations for third quarter profit growth at S&P 500 companies to 3% from 2.8%, according to Refinitiv data. But the number is still sharply lower than their forecast of an 11.1% increase at the start of July. Oil prices rose by more than a dollar on Thursday in response to tighter supplies and on news that China is considering a cut in the duration of quarantine for inbound visitors. Brent crude futures that rose $1.33, or 1.4%, to $93.74 a barrel. This was at 10:20 GMT. U.S. West Texas Intermediate crude for November delivery, which expires on Thursday, that rose $1.43, or 1.7%, to $86.98 per barrel. The WTI contract for December delivery was up 1.8%, or $1.51, at $86.03 a barrel. China's Ministry of Industry and Information Technology convened a series of emergency meetings over the past week with leading semiconductor companies seeking to assess the damage from the U.S. chip restrictions, Bloomberg News reported on Thursday. Now, the ministry summoned executives from firms including Yangtze Memory Technologies Company and supercomputer specialist Dawning Information Industry Company to attend closed-door meetings, the reporter said. United States Republican Senator Lindsey Graham on Wednesday said that he will hold a hearing on electric vehicle batteries and sourcing issues if his party takes control after the November midterm elections. Graham, who would be budget committee chair under GOP control, said that the hearing would look at the impact of the shift to electric vehicles on automakers and the oil industry. Where do the battery parts come from? Where do the raw materials come from? Graham asked at an event to mark BMW's $1.7 billion EV investment in South Carolina. Batteries become the new oil, he added. South Carolina is going to become the Detroit of batteries. Unexplained damage to the Nord Stream pipelines that run under the Baltic Sea have dashed hopes that Russian gas flow to Germany will resume anytime soon. Nord Stream 1 had been idle since the end of August for maintenance work, prompting concerns about supply to Europe if the outage was extended. It has also cut off supply to several European countries such as Bulgaria, Denmark, Finland, the Netherlands and Poland, and reduce flows via other pipelines since launching what Moscow calls its special military operation in Ukraine. And we're back to Elon Musk. On Wednesday, he said that he was excited about his pending acquisition of Twitter Inc., although he and other investors were overpaying for the social media company. Elon Musk, the chief executive of Tesla, was answering a question during a call after the electric vehicle maker's quarterly report. The world's richest person is pursuing the Twitter purchase after earlier trying to back out of the $44 billion deal. I would have wanted to back out as well because I just don't have that kind of money. Love and Money from Bronski Beat here on The Breakfast Show. If you keep your eye on the time, we're 23 minutes before the hour of 8 o'clock.
Oh,
There we go, yes. Jimmy Somerville, of course, taking the lead there. Bronski Beat and Love and Money. Time-wise, we are 13 before 8 o'clock. And just to remind you, how do you like the possibility of perhaps winning a weekend for two with breakfast included, or being able to buy those shoes that you want so much, or a dinner for two at a local restaurant, or maybe just a relaxing massage? Well, here's your opportunity. You can win these and many other prizes as well. How? It's simple. Just fill out the Cool FM survey. Go to coolfmpanama.com and complete the survey that appears on the homepage. And every week we will have a winner. Cheer up and participate. Only for Cool FM listeners, by the way. And what's more, we know who you are. We know where you live. There we go. That is OJ's there, and for the love of money. We are just coming down to 13 and a half minutes after the hour of 7. And no, it's not. It's 13 and a half minutes. Exactly. Thank you. Before the hour of 8 o'clock here on this morning's breakfast show. Right now, let me see. What have I got here to tell you? Oh, yeah, let's say a very good, couple of good mornings. Of course, very good morning to Mary Lou. Very good morning to her. And also, we say a very good morning going out to Athens there to Renee and Rick. And they said they sort of wished us a good morning this morning. And we were talking earlier on. I said I went to the supermarket yesterday. And, gosh, how the prices are going up. I mean, difficult to find anything for less than about sort of $4. The prices are sort of going up. And not only that, I tell you what, this is not a bad thing. This is a good thing. The nearest big supermarket I like to go to is Super 99 here in Paitia. And they're revamping the whole thing. They've completely sort of... I don't know, they put the tiles down so quickly and they've expanded it, they're making it bigger inside, and it's going to be very nice. But right now, they're moving everything around, in order to get the work done. Try finding anything. Really, I mean, try finding everything. Everything is jumbled up and mixed up at the moment. As I say, it's quite understandable because it's going to be very, very nice when it's finished. But, it was an experience. It was like a treasure hunt, really. And Renee reacted to that. And she says, good morning. I hear you about the grocery shopping. Now, she's, of course, now in Athens in Greece. She says, I'm finding groceries here in Greece a lot more expensive than Panama. I'm a little surprised. Right. We all are, aren't we, really? Anyway, you did ask if we could play a piece of music for you, and it is this one. It comes from ABBA, and it is Money, Money, Money. Also, a very good morning to Jessica. Good morning to you. But it wasn't, it was ABBA. Yes, ABBA and Money, Money, Money. And that for Renee this morning, Renee and Rick. And Jessica, as I said, Jessica drops the line, says, good morning, Jerry. In honour of this morning's tremor, can you please play I Feel the Earth Move by Makita? I got a stiff neck from it.
Thank you.
There we go. That's it. That is I Feel the Earth Move from Marquita. And cool, so that was one of my favourites of all time, because that came out on the album Tapestry originally back in 1971, because the song was written and originally sung by Carol King, produced by Lou Adler. And as I say, that was in 1971. But that particular version from Martika, that was in 1989, and jazzed up a bit. And taking us to the top of the hour, Ollie N.J., Olivia Newton-John. That is Olivia Newton-John and Make a Move on Me. I just got some news in from Felipe. I haven't seen it, I must admit. And it just popped up on the screen. That Liz Truss has resigned as the UK Prime Minister. I guess she must have been one of the shortest reigns ever, I think. You see on the CV, I was Prime Minister. How long for? 5 weeks. But being a bit of a people watcher, I must admit, sort of watching her over the last few days, I'm sorry to say, she was way out of her depth, I'm afraid. So, yeah, it's going to be interesting to see how it moves on from here, whether it's going to be a general election. Because, anyway, the way that they do this, selecting a new head of the Conservative Party and becoming then, you'll then become Prime Minister, is only done by a few people. And so that's not really very democratic, is it? Anyway, let's move on because it's time for us to take a look at the local news.
Escucha Cool FM 89.3 con la música más refrescante en tu radio.
Cool FM.
You are listening to The Breakfast Show with Jerry D, a Cool FM and Panama Broadcasting Corporation production.
The Breakfast Show is brought to you thanks to Inventa 24. You publish it, you'll sell it.
¿Qué tal, Javier? Ahí vi que estabas vendiendo tu carro.
Sí, mira que ya se vendió.
¡Wow! ¡Qué rápido! Yo te lo quería comprar.
Sí, se fue volando. Usé Encuentra 24. Ingresa ahí. Hay miles de carros que se publican diario y súper seguro para comprar o vender.
Encuentra 24, la plataforma digital más innovadora para buscar, comprar, rentar o vender lo que quieras. Encuentra 24. Si lo publicas, lo vendes.
It's not only you that gets stressed, you know, so does your car. Take it to relax and take care of itself at the best and cleanest car spa in Panama. Vale Motors in Clayton, Sweet Down Del Saber. All car services in one place. Overhaul, bodywork, oil change, car wash, suspension, tyres and brakes. And I tell you what, go along and tell them and say, hey, Jerry D sent me. And they'll give you a safety checkup and a car wash. Don't forget, give them a call, Vale Motors, 6431-0419.
Vale Motors.
Hello, les saluda su amigo el hacker y les traigo otra de mis hazañas. Ayer tumbé al hospital más grande de la ciudad. ¿Saben cómo lo hice? Me enteré que Samantha de Recursos Humanos cumplía años. Le envié un email con un certificado de regalo de su spa favorito. Samantha se emocionó y lo imprimió ahí mismo en la impresora de la oficina. Lo que ella no sabía es que ese certificado tenía mi código malicioso. Tan pronto la impresora lo leyó, logré infiltrarme en la red del hospital. Ups, lo hice de nuevo. Ahora no solo tengo la seguridad del hospital en mis manos, sino también todos los datos de sus pacientes.
Los ciberpredadores trabajan sobre tiempo. ¿No es hora de que tu seguridad lo haga también? Con HP Wolf Security, tu empresa jamás hubiera sido penetrada. Conoce las promociones que DataServe tiene para ti en impresoras HP. Todas con HP Wolf Security desde tan solo $110. Ingresa a dspma.com y cámbiate a las impresoras más seguras del mundo.
We have the best music from the 60s, the 70s, the 80s, and beyond. Join us for the latest news and great interviews. The best place to be in the mornings. The Breakfast Show with Jerry D. Cool FM 89.3.
Got a ticking in the cameraman. I wish I had a soul.
do it. Get your money for nothing, get your checks for free. We got the in-store microwave oven, custom kitchen delivery. We got the movies, refrigerators. We got the movies, color TV. That ain't working, that's the way you do it. You play the guitar on the MTV. That ain't working, that's the way you do it. Money for nothing and your chicks for free. Money for nothing.
This is Ollie and Jerry. Morning, Ollie and Jerry. I'm breaking. There's no stopping. And before that, it was Dire Straits and Money for Nothing. You are listening to The Breakfast Show. We are on 89.3, and that is Cool FM. I think it's about time to see if we can track down Ingrid, shall we?
Good morning, Panama! Good morning, Jerry. Hey, Yaz, how you doing? And welcome home, El Valle. Oh, we drove back yesterday afternoon in a lovely five-hour drive back. Stopped in Las Lajas. What a interesting little beach town. Lots of interesting little cabanas there. And the beach, it kind of looks like the Coronado Beach. Kind of the black sand and everything. They had a nice swimming pool at this little place. Lots and lots of rooms. And we talked to this couple who had been there from Montana. And they come every year for 2 weeks or something. So I was like, wow, must be pretty cool. Ah, but it was wonderful to drive back. The cook, she brought back a number of plants. She's got some hibiscus. She's got a cactus flower. And let's see, back here, she's got 5 little things that jumped into the car. One of them she calls the Seven Sisters. She says that this is a group of flowers that when you have one group of flowers, there are 7 of them. So I'm looking forward to seeing some of this stuff grow. So we've got to get these things out of the pots and into the ground. So thank goodness the gardener's coming today. He's got to help me dig up a papaya tree and send it over to my dear friend, the geologist, which I promised him a couple of papaya trees because he can't seem to grow them in his yard. Well, everything looks beautiful here. That ride back, although after that, last thing I wanted to do was sit, but I did want to rest. It's a beautiful drive. There's an amazing amount of things to look at. And the roads, they paved them. They're beautiful. There's only one little area that's a little dug on your tires and whatnot. But other than that, it's pretty awesome. It was a good time. And we got to meet up with some friends, as I said, and hang out and have a couple of glasses of wine. And there was fireplaces I want a fireplace. I want a fireplace. Oh, I have a fireplace. But it's outside. I have to wait until the rain stops so I can burn my fireplace. I love burning fireplaces. All right. Well, I'm having a nice big old cup of coffee. Waking up this morning is a little slower. Nothing's better than your own bed. Nothing's better than your own bed and your own pillow. It just smells so good. All right. This is Thursday. Tomorrow is Freaky Friday. Fun facts. I have an idea what I'm going to talk about, but I'm not telling you that till tomorrow. All right, you all. Be safe, be careful, and back to you in the studio.
The wall, and it's in between.
There we go. Miss Ingrid goes off to pour herself another cup of coffee. That reminds me, I suppose, about time for me to do the same, I think. Right, we're going to take one more piece of music and guess what we got for you. We've got three in a row. And by the way, our guests, we've got guests coming in the last hour of this morning's program. We're talking with Luis and Amanda Povea. They are from the, Amanda definitely is, the committee of Comité de Damas of 2030, Telethon 2030. And they're going to come and chat with us. They've got an event coming up, a bingo event, and they're going to be telling us all about that. What wonderful things they do, Telethon 2030 and the 2030 group. Now, let me see. Yeah, another piece of music, and then we're going to look at three in a row. Yes, Elliot Dawson, he has selected three in a row that he wants to play for us. So we're going to do that after this from the Bay City Rollers. Money, money. And even better, money, honey. Keep an eye on the time, exactly 8:30 the hour of 8:00. Bay City Rollers. I'm chuckling to myself because I can remember how they used to dress. Was it the Tartan Warriors or something? They used to be known as well or something. Right, time on the Breakfast Show, 27 minutes. That's before the hour of 9 o'clock. And I said we had three in a row. And I got a message in from Elliot this morning. And he says here, good morning. Could you please play Three in a Row by Dusty Springfield? Starting off with Son of a Preacher Man. I only want to be with you as the next one, and I just don't know what to do with myself. Suggestions on a postcard, please. So thank you very much for that one. Good, some good choices there. Thank you very much, Elliot. Here we go. We used to call her Lusty Dusty when I was here.
in a row on The Breakfast Show.
I just don't know what to do with myself. Don't know just what to do with myself. I'm so used to doing everything with you. Planning everything for two. And now that we're through, I just don't know what to do with my time. I'm so lonesome for you, it's a crime. Going to a movie only makes me sad. Parties make me feel as bad when I'm not with you. I just don't know what to do. Like a summer rose, the sun and rain. I need your sweet love to beat all the pain. I just don't know what to do with myself. I just don't know what to do with myself. Like a summer rose.
We go. That is three in a row recommended by Elliot this morning. Good choices. Somebody said to me the other day, how come you got all this music? I mean, they're going back to the 1960s. Quite simple, really. I'm old. We started off there. Son of a Preacher Man, written and composed by the American songwriters John Hurley and Ronnie Wilkins. And recorded there, of course, by, as we mentioned, Dusty Springfield. That was in September of 1968, off of the album Dusty in Memphis. Dusty Springfield's version was produced by Jerry Rexler and Tom Dowd, together with Arif Mardin, for her first album. That was for the Atlantic Records label. Released late in 1968 and credited as Son of a Preacher Man on UK and UK, US and other releases, became an international hit, reaching number 9 in the UK singles chart and number 10 on the Billboard Hot 100 in January of 69. So that's what we started off with, and then we went back in time. We went back to 1963, I Only Want to Be With You. And that was written by Mike Hawker and Ivor Agrémon, the debut solo single released by Dusty Springfield. That's the first one she did. It's under her long time producer, Johnny Franz. And I Only Want to Be With You peaked at number 4 on the UK singles chart, and that was in January of 1964. Gosh, scary, isn't it? And talk about 1964, that was when she released I Just Don't Know What to Do with Myself, and that was written by Burt Bacharach and Hal David. She did, in actual fact, a couple of tracks of Burt Bacharach and Hal David as well. And it was first recorded, by the way, in 1962 by Chuck Jackson. Now, there we are. That's it. Three in a row from Elliot. Good choices. I enjoyed those. Probably because I said I remembered them. from one great classic British pop star to another one. This is Money Can't Buy It, and it's Annie Lennox. There we go, that's it. Annie Lennox there. Money can buy it. Time! We're just 11 and a half minutes before the hour of 9. I'm a bit of a poet. Didn't know it. Let's have a word with Yasmin. Good morning, Yas.
Hello, good morning.
And how are we this morning?
Oh, very good.
Did the earth move for you earlier on? Didn't it? Because you took a picture. The earthy tremor.
A video. That was a video.
Yeah, you had a video, and the little sign on our mm-hmm. thing was swinging, wasn't it?
Mm-hmm, yes.
I thought it was just the music.
I felt like I was surfing.
Yep. It was funny because you came up and said, did you feel that? I said, what? And then they did it again, didn't it? Just this one again. Hey, well, if you didn't feel that, feel this. We have had some reasonable earthquakes. I'm telling you, I remember one was early one morning. I think it was about a good few years ago now. Mm-hmm. About 4 o'clock in the morning. And it actually woke me up, which is saying something. Mm. And it really did shake. And pictures fell off the shelf in the lounge.
Mm-hmm.
And there were some cracks. Mm-hmm. Some cracks, faint cracks in the walls as well. So yeah, they're scary, aren't they?
Yeah, but for example, at home, I can listen to a weird sound before.
Oh yeah?
Uh-huh. Have you ever heard that?
No, but you mentioned weird.
It's like very strong.
Really?
Sound mm-hmm. in the ground.
Right. Okay.
Yeah.
I have a good psychiatrist. Well, it's possible, mm-hmm. But you mentioned it was a weird sound, so explains a lot. Yeah. Can you really, though? I mean, it seems like, because believe it or not, I mean, animals mm-hmm. know these things, mm-hmm. don't they? They know, you know, a lot quicker than we do.
Exactly.
You know, they're going to have like a tsunami.
Mm-hmm.
They're up in the trees hiding before the rest of us, even though it's coming.
Yes.
Yeah, no, amazing. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, that was a little bit exciting.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I was
just standing there.
Yes, you know, yes, we need these things now and then, don't we? Just, you know, I was just sort of chatting with Andre on here. He's been chatting because of, you know, all this thing I mentioned earlier on. Of course, Liz Truss, the British Prime Minister, has resigned.
Mm-hmm.
Survey's going to look absolutely brilliant, wasn't it? You know, what's your curriculum, you know, a CV,
mm-hmm.
you know, jobs that you've had. British Prime Minister,
mm-hmm.
5 weeks.
I'm sure she's not going to put that.
No, I don't. She probably won't. Yeah. Just put work, you know, civil servant, uh-huh. work for the government. No.
Yeah.
But we were saying in general that the world order seems to be mm-hmm. falling apart.
Yeah.
You know, it really does. Sort of, we're going to end up like Blade Runner and Mad Max.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I got a Land Rover, I'll be all right. So anyway, how's the life of Yasmin? What did you do with yourself yesterday?
Oh, yesterday I went to a very nice concert at City of Knowledge at the Ateneo.
Okay.
Thanks to Press and Music, I got that invitation. That was Carlos Mendez playing live.
Oh, brilliant, yeah.
But this time was a very different concert. It's zero carbon concert, something like that.
Oh, really?
Yeah, something like an ecologic. And they were, the whole band were inside a huge white box.
Inside a big white box.
Uh-huh. I have they to show you the video.
Yeah. They obviously knew there was an earthquake coming.
Oh, yeah.
You know, but, hey, guys, let's get in the box.
But it was so beautiful.
Oh, really?
It was like we were in the future. Yeah, I have to show you the video.
Oh, yeah, let's say that, yeah.
Yeah, and there were, at the beginning, it was another band. I guess they were from Colombia, and I love them.
Were they in a box?
Yes, everybody were inside the box.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm.
How funny.
Yeah, I love it. Yeah, I have to show you. Well, I already posted on Instagram on the stories,
mm-hmm.
so people can see the videos. But it was nice. I love it.
Oh, wonderful.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, okay.
That was last night.
And where was that again?
At the Ateneo, a City of Knowledge.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah. Cool.
And today
what are you doing? Are you going to City of Knowledge again today, by the way?
Yes, today.
Today as well?
And tomorrow again.
And tomorrow. Yes. Have you thought of buying an apartment out there or something? You know.
Yes, I should. Yes, today is the flag.
Oh, it's the flag one. Yeah, the flag one. You get some nice pictures of that. So get down low, mm-hmm. and you can get some really good pictures. I don't know if they're still using the big. They all used to be the little flags.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, perhaps now they're bigger ones. I don't know, but
yeah,
it really is quite spectacular.
Mm-hmm.
Mm.
Yeah, that starts today, so mm-hmm. everybody can go after 12, I guess, and mm-hmm. take some photos over there. Very nice.
Oh, wonderful.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, cool. Well, yes. you enjoy yourself.
Oh, thank you very much.
Yeah.
I will.
And we've got guests coming in the last hour. We're going to be talking with Luis and Amanda, mm-hmm. and this is Landa Povea, and we're going to be talking about a bingo mm-hmm. that they have for 2030, Telethon 2030.
Mm-hmm.
So that'll be cool.
Awesome, yeah.
And seeing as you know what I like, I sort of hear something, I say, piece of music.
Mm-hmm.
And you were talking about the people playing in a box.
Oh, yeah.
How about this one? This is Living in a Box by Living in a Box. All right. See you later, guys. Bye. Living in a Box by Living in a Box. Time on the Breakfast Show. We're 2.5 minutes away from the top of the hour. And that's it. There we are. That was the Good Boys and Bongo Cha Cha Cha. And that has brought us to, well, the top of the hour.
Escucha Cool FM 89.3 con la música más refrescante en tu radio.
Cool FM.
You are listening to The Breakfast Show with Jerry D, a Cool FM and Panama Broadcasting Corporation production.
The Breakfast Show is brought to you thanks to Inventa 24. You publish it, you'll sell it.
¿Qué tal, Javier? Ahí vi que estabas vendiendo tu carro.
Sí, mira que ya se vendió.
¡Wow! ¡Qué rápido! Yo te lo quería comprar.
Sí, se fue volando. Usé Encuentra 24. Ingresa ahí. Hay miles de carros que se publican diario y súper seguro para comprar o vender.
Encuentra 24, la plataforma digital más innovadora para buscar, comprar, rentar o vender lo que quieras. Encuentra 24. Si lo publicas, lo vendes.
And I want to remind you about something, because this is a good thing for you to know. If you fancy getting out, well, you can do it any time, any evening and lunchtime as well, but we're coming up for the weekend, and they do have live music on Saturday. And where am I talking about, you might well ask? Frank's Place. It's like being in a Hollywood movie with a perfect Italian-American touch to disconnect from the city for a special time. That's Frank's Place. Live music, as I said, every Saturday. This coming Saturday, it's the Simons Brothers. And you can make a booking now. That's 394-6998. Or WhatsApp on 6320-1013. 6320-1013. That is Frank's Place. And, say, live music on Saturday with the Simons Brothers. So, there, what a great option for you. You'll enjoy that. Now, let me see, what else we've got to tell you? Oh, too, we've got to remind you about the Metro.
Por tu seguridad y la de todos, espera el tren detrás de la línea amarilla y sitúate a lo largo del andén o plataforma de espera. La metrocultura la hacemos juntos. Metro de Panamá, elevando tu tren de vida.
It's Morning Radio, The Breakfast Show with Jerry D on 89.3 Cool FM. From the heart of Panama City in English.
Some people stay far away from the door if there's a chance of it opening up. They hear a voice in the hall outside and hope that it just passes by. Some people live with the fear of a touch and the anger of having been a fool. They will not listen to anyone, so nobody tells them a lie. I know you're only protecting yourself. I know you're thinking of somebody else. Someone who hurt you, but I'm not above making up for the love you've been denying you could ever feel. I'm not above doing anything to restore your faith if I can. Some people see through the eyes of the old before they ever get a look at the young. I'm only willing to hear you cry because I am an innocent man. Some people say they will never believe another promise they hear in the dark, because they only remember too well they heard somebody tell them before. Some people sleep all alone every night instead of taking a lover to bed. Some people find that it's easier to hate than to wait anymore. I know you don't want to hear what I say. I know you.
I can survive, I can keep you alive. I'm not above going through it again. I'm not above being cool for a while. If you're cruel to me, I understand. Some people run from a possible fight. Some people figure they can never win. And although this is a fight I can lose, the accused is an innocent man. That's your decision, but I'm not below anybody I know. If there's a chance of resurrecting a love, I'm not above going back to the start to find out where the heartache began. Some people hope for a miracle cure. Some people just accept the world as it is. I'm not willing to lay down and die because I am an innocent man. Thank you.
There's one going back in time, but a couple of them going back in time there. You're So Vain from Carly Simon. She didn't even know me. And the one before that was Billy Joel and An Innocent Man. And time on The Breakfast Show, we're 22 minutes. That's after the hour of 9 o'clock, and we're with you here on 89.3 Cool FM. There has been a bit of a sort of theme going through quite a bit of the music this morning. I don't know if any of you have caught on to it yet. You never know, you might have done. Money.
Anything, anything, anything for my name.
There was a bit of a theme going through that. Did you get it? Well, in actual fact, it was the first word from that piece of music.
Money.
Exactly.
Money.
So many of the tracks we've been playing this morning. AC/DC, Money Talk, She Works Hard for the Money, OJ's For the Love of Money, 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 Money by ABBA, Money, that one we just played by Michael Jackson, Money, Honey, Bay City Rollers, Money for Nothing, Dire Straits. We had Opportunities, Let's Make Lots of Money, Money's Too Tight to Mention, Love and Money, Money Can't Buy It. There you are. See, how many of you are paying attention? If not, here's another one. Gladys Knight and the Pips. Money.
Money, 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 money
go. Rich Kids. It's called Rich Kids. And the time on The Breakfast Show, 25 minutes before the hour, 10 o'clock. And I've got my guests with me for this morning. I've got Luis and Amanda Porvea. Is that right? Porvea?
Yeah, P-O-V-E-A.
Yeah. So welcome.
Good morning.
Good morning.
It's lovely to have you with us. Lovely to have you with us. And let me see. We're going to be talking about other things because you're both active with the Teleton, Venti Trenta, and Activo Venti Trenta as well, I guess. So, Luis, tell us a little bit about the Teleton, because, I mean, it's amazing. I mean, you must be, you know, when you're finished, you start working on the next year, I guess.
Oh, yeah. Thanks, Jerry, for having us this morning. Beautiful morning, actually. And, you're quite true. This is like a carnival in Panama, you know, like as soon as they ended up, like they have to work, for the next one. And we do it the same here. And, even though like there's certain people like, no, that's a fashion thing, you know, like, you ended up like, you know, canceled this thing because nobody watching TV anymore, blah, blah, blah. Well, let me tell you this. It's been like, more than 35 years and we're still going on.
Sure.
So it's show business. At the end, it's a show. Yeah, it's a people like donate, so to speak, their talent, and we always have like some few talents from everywhere. I would say like overall like Latin America, yes, but most of the talents are donating their time, and I have to emphasize over here that it's December. And on December, like, I mean, we gotta be honest, people in the music show, there's a full book and they have to, you know, to work.
Mm-hmm.
And, but even though, like, despite all those factors, people, I mean, those talents all every year come to Panama. And, but that's the show, we do every year in December to attract, so to speak, people to donate. But in the end, it's remarkable all the things, all the infrastructure we have made during along this last 35 years at least. Which is like, I mean, between 1987 and 1989. We couldn't make the Teleton due the political situation in Panama,
right,
critical
right.
situation mm-hmm, mm-hmm. for by due the dictatorship we had back then. But then, I mean, afterwards, we've been doing this for many years
mm-hmm.
with a known situation. We just like we every year we reach our goals, every time we do the meta, our goal. And, and during the pandemic, which is in 2020, it was like a real, critical year for us, due to the fact that nobody were doing anything. And, we thought to cancel and we didn't. We just like went through the bad times and we did the Teleton and we helped many people along the country. And, and also, a few months later, we start like supporting the vaccination centers. We, did a huge vaccination center
mm-hmm.
in the stadium, the soccer stadium, Rommel Fernandez.
Oh yeah, I remember, yeah.
We did like a huge vaccination event, which is, it was stationed there for 5 months, I think.
Mm-hmm, I remember, yeah.
And, and then we start like open a few ones all over the country, the province, and everything. I mean, there's many projects we've been doing because of Teleton, and I have to mention this because this is one of the greatest importance infrastructure we're proud of it,
mm-hmm.
which is the Instituto de Medicina Física y Rehabilitación. It's the largest physical rehab we have in the region. I never think not a public rehab center in the region, and it's for free. It's people like just paying 50 cents, less than 25 cents, I think, and due the telethon, this beautiful center has been upgrading his capacity during this last years. And we serve many people. The last project we just like inaugurate was the members. Robotic rehab. Members of the body, like the shoulders and everything. Mm-hmm. And we like inaugurate that area of the center. And it's beautiful.
Where's the center based?
It's placed on Centenario Avenue.
Mm-hmm.
It's really close to Alta Plaza Mall. It's really convenient.
It's the one I meant. Do they still have the Shriner statue out the front?
Well, yeah.
I remember that going up.
Yeah, the Shriners, we support, as I told you back, we support the Shriners. And, even though like the Shriners have this special program in Shreveport, Louisiana, to take the kids over there. We support them, and they use it as well.
The
center is open to everyone, even the people like foreign people who are not legally based in Panama. Either, if they have to use it, they can use it. Because we need to be honest. Certain people believe there's a certain belief, like disability just come from something because you're born with. But there's certain disabilities you can get because of due to an accident, for instance.
Sure, absolutely.
And, not only an accident, something happened. I mean, even you have something in your knee, you can take the rehab over there. So, a center, a beautiful center. We can, it's reachable for everyone.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So, and like I said, it's for free. It's supported by a huge, medical members for us as well, and that's what we do. And then this year to recap a little bit the what we do, because of telethon, this year actually we're planning to do the telethon of course, but it's because we have a ambitious program to build the first mixed quirófano, which is a mixed surgery medical equipment, which will help many people to advance in their surgery instead of like reprogramming or moving to other field or another hospital.
Sure.
This mixed surgery equipment will help people who are like a little late with their surgeries, or they have a sort of delay, and will help many people along the country. That's the program for this year, our goal, do the telethon. And the telethon, it will be in December as well.
Wonderful. No, I mean, it's great the work that's been done. And tell me, Amanda, because I see here's the Comité Auxiliar de Damas del Club Activo 2030. So there's the ladies' side as well.
It's a women's committee for 2030 active club. And we also do organize a lot of activities in order to help the various social work throughout the country.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And I tell you what, I got a little, funnily enough, I always keep it on here. Let me see if I can find, I got one
here
of these.
Eyes down there, looking for the four house. Your first number is 8 and 4, 84. 7 and 3, 73.
I just thought I'd get that in, because you're going to be doing a bit of that, aren't you? A bit of bingo.
Yes.
3 and 2, 32.
We are very, very excited. We're going to be finally hosting our great evening of bingo after 2 years of the pandemic.
Mm-hmm.
We're finally organizing this annual event, which is so much fun. There's tons of prizes. Almost everyone comes out with something, and it's for a small donation of $25. It will be this Monday at 5:30 at the Swifties Spa and Casino.
Oh, wonderful.
Yes.
Yeah, it's a good
and
place to have it.
And there's going
to
be prizes, like cruises to the Bahamas.
Mm-hmm. Oh, really?
Flights with Copa. Yeah. Hotel stays, cash prizes, a bunch of stuff that is super exciting. And yeah, so it will be this Monday. And if you want tickets, you can either purchase at the door on Monday evening, or you can also call 270-2030.
Okay. And it's a dangerous sport, bingo. I don't know if you realize that. You know, I've been, because I used to have the caravan. I used to put on a good bingo at the Union Club there. I tell you, these ladies, they can be tough.
Yeah.
You know, they'll steal your pen. They'll steal your pen. They'll put the elbows out.
No, I've been there, done that.
So the fun thing about this activity is that even though it's organized by the Women's Committee, it's men and women participate, and the men are just as competitive as the women. So it's pretty fun to see, actually. So that's what's really cool. It's very inclusive.
Yeah. No. And it's good fun. I tell you. Yeah. Because, I mean, bingo, bingo's played everywhere. But, I mean, bingo is played a lot in the UK, especially if you go to the sort of the seaside towns, you know, isn't there? They've got these bingo places all over the place. It's great fun.
Super fun.
And those are great prizes, too.
Yeah. I mean, we were very fortunate to have a lot of companies that stepped up to donate. And I think we have close to, like, 170, almost reaching 200 prizes.
Really?
Yeah, and that's our grand prize that I mentioned at the beginning, by the Royal Caribbean. And there's even flights to David to spend a weekend in Boquete, offered by a full package weekend, hotel, breakfast, you name it, everything included. So we have a lot of great stuff available, and yes.
Okay, really, well, I think my message to everybody is don't go. Because I'm going.
Exactly.
No, a little more than welcome.
Just kidding.
Yeah.
No, I know. No, that's excellent. That's excellent. So, yeah, just a donation of $25. Now, when you give the donation of $25, what do you get? Your tickets? And do you get a pen as well?
Yeah, of
course. You get a pen as well, yeah?
Not only that, you get to play 20 exciting rounds of bingo.
Right.
And you're also offered small plates of, like, appetizers, empanaditas.
Excellent.
And it includes also a non-alcoholic beverage.
Non-alcoholic.
Yeah.
No, perhaps I won't be there after all.
You can still,
You've seen my studio, haven't you?
Yeah,
you
can,
you
know.
Oh,
a nice bottle of Mandinga.
I think that's great. Absolutely wonderful.
And yeah, I mean, at the end of the day, we do these activities, and for the Women's Committee in particular, this is our biggest fundraiser. It's all to help, you know, social works, and thousands of children across Panama have been benefited. Like Luis has mentioned, 2030 is really active in helping the community in all different aspects, whether it's children in need of medical care, assistance so that they can get good education, and so forth. So we really try to be innovative and think of all these fun activities to try to help us continue to support the country.
And Luis, let me just get back to you for a minute, because, you know, we talked about Teletón or whatever, but Activo 2030, okay, 20 to 30. I mean, do you get kicked out when you're 30?
Oh, that's an interesting question. Well, actually, I'm about to complete 40. And
You look younger this way.
Well, thanks. I mean, the 40 is the new 30, some they say. So, we have rules, and the beautiful thing about 2030, it's actually between 20 and 30, or 20 and 39, or 40, which is, we have this belief, like, this is a big, huge difference with another clubs in the world, and actually that's the reason we born in the States, in California, back in 90, make some history over here, in 1922, like, we split, actually we accomplished this year, we're celebrating, commemorating the century.
Wow,
of 2030.
Really? Yeah.
So back then, I feel like a recap of the history. Back then in the 20s, certain clubs in the area, in California state, some young people they believe like they have to split, themselves to the elders, so to speak. And, because they believe like, the fresh young, blood will do better to the world. And they did it. They did just split the club, and they start like making their own club. And the reason to have like between the 20s and 40s, so to speak, is because that's the most active years of your life.
Right.
Those beautiful years, you need to serve the, you need to have a purpose. And that purpose is to serve the community, especially mm-hmm. the childhood.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the reason it's 20 up to 40. But then we have certain categories, so to speak, that we can still work in with the club as a mayor active
mm-hmm.
up to 45. But in the end, if you're a member, if you have like more than 7 years, you're qualified after 40 to be like a non-active member, but you're still a member. You're just like an ex-active, but you still you can help forever and ever in the community. And
old people are still active. I don't know if you noticed.
we have certain people in the club, which is they're an ex-active.
Mm.
And they believe in 2030 that they never join another club, which is not 2030. They're still 2030. Mm. They're they're ex-activos or ex-active, but they're still like proud of that.
Sure, sure.
And they're still like having meetings. That's what they call 40 plus.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And they're still like having meetings and reunions and lunches.
Right. Don't worry, I fully understand. I mean, we still are active, but we're just a bit slower.
I would say particularly. Well, but that's what we do. I mean, in the end, that's what we call 2030, and it's a beautiful organization.
I agree.
Along the Americas.
Is it open to anybody?
Pardon me?
Can anybody join Activo 2030?
Well, it's an invitation club.
Okay.
I have to be honest. It's an invitation club because it's demanding club.
Mm-hmm.
The demanding club. We have rights, but we have to accomplish certain quotes, monthly quotes.
Mm-hmm.
You know, several duties we need to do as a member, and overall, as a member, we need time.
Right.
If you are like eight to five person work person, I mean, it's really hard to get in, you know, like because you have responsibilities but I mean, it's open to everyone, but it's an invitation.
So
an invitation.
So you if you got a friend and whatever, then they can be introduced and.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay. Good. Oh, let me see this. Oh, we're nearly out of time. So look, I tell you what I want to do, remind everybody about the bingo.
Thank you so much. Yes, so it's this Monday, October 24 at 5:30.
Mm-hmm.
You can get tickets by calling 270-2030. And it's a small donation of $25. You get 20 exciting rounds of bingo, a small plate of eats, and a non-alcoholic beverage. I also wanted to take the opportunity to let everyone know that we're also doing another very important activity this Saturday in Parque Omar, which is the blood drive.
Oh, yes. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Very important.
So it's going to be from 8 a.m. to 12 p.m. for those that are interested participate.
Good. So this blood donation, it goes to the blood bank or? What?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. I'm glad to see that's improving because I remember one time we weren't very organized on blood collections and banks and whatever. It's got a lot better. Excellent.
Yeah, it's getting better.
Yeah.
Actually, that's a thing we as a club, we were not into it. I mean, the blood center.
Mm-hmm.
But I know it's a fresh law from the assembly it's creating this Banco de Sangre, blood bank.
Mm-hmm.
And pretty interesting. The efforts many groups are doing.
Excellent. And don't forget, of course, it's October, so it's Halloween. So there'll be a lot of people there with long teeth.
Watch out.
It's called a buffet.
a buffet.
So do go along. Seriously, do go along. Parque Omar this Saturday. What time is it, Amanda? What time is it going to be taking place?
The blood drive will be from 8 a.m. at Parque Omar until 12 p.m.
All right. Please do go along and give blood. It's very important because it's not just the blood. They do separate it into different things you can help save a lot of lives. And that's it. That has brought us to the end of the program. So a big thank you to Louise and Amanda. Thank you so very much.
Thank you so much.
And again, thanks for the great work that you guys do. Big thanks also go out this morning to Yasmin, my producer here in the Breakfast Show studio, and to Ingrid for our Everyday Story. She's back now in Country Folk. She's now back in El Valle. To my co-producer, Neil Danby, over in the United Kingdom. The boys and girls of Grupo Grado keep us up and running, especially, I always mention, is Zach, who's there first thing in the morning to get us started. And I'm waving. Yeah. Thanks, Isaac. And also to you, our listeners, advertisers and sponsors, thank you so very much for being with us here on 89.3 Call FM. If you want to join us, want to advertise or sponsor us, it's easy. Just get in touch with us on WhatsApp on 677-18822, 677-18822, or you can call Yasmin on 223-5162, 223-5162. Just remember, tomorrow is Friday, TGIF. What do I want to be doing at 6 o'clock tomorrow morning? Talking to you. Not talking about you. All right, so from me, Jerry D. Till then, ta-da. You have been listening to The Breakfast Show, a Panama Broadcasting Corporation and Call FM production. Presented by Jerry D. Produced by Yasmin Quiroz. Co-producer, Neil Danby. The Breakfast Show was brought to you thanks to Imprenta 24. You publish it, you'll sell it.